Pat McMahon in the morning on Y94. Our full show recap from Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. Leave your thoughts, your comments, your love, your hate, whatever you got on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look up Y94 Syracuse and follow me personally at OnAirPat on Instagram and Facebook.com/PMinAM. What you need to know to start your day.
SU men's basketball take on Pitt tonight at 9 in the ACC tournament. You can watch it on ESPN2. A custodian in the North Syracuse School District was arrested for child pornography. Police say William Dudley had several hundred images and videos on his computer. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin have been charged in a massive college admissions scam. They, along with several other wealthy parents, paid bribes of up to $6 million to get their kids into elite colleges. Britney Spears' music is heading to Broadway in a new musical called Once Upon a One More Time. The show opens in Chicago on November 13th before heading to New York City. Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph are officially an item, though they did not get engaged during the season finale of The Bachelor last night. Miss Alabama Hannah Brown is the new Bachelorette. I'm Lori, and that's what's trending. For more, head to 184FM.com.
All right, thanks, Lori. News Channel 9 meteorologist Dave Lonley says, for today, cloudy, a shower possible later. High in the mid-40s tonight, mild with showers, low in the mid-30s. Thursday, breezy, mild with a chance of showers. High near 60. Take that. And you can take up to 70% off all sorts of great stuff at bidonsyracuse.com. Like restaurant certificates, 70% off Nick and Angelo's, Pepino's, and so much more. Go to bidonsyracuse.com today. Begin your bidding. Save some cash. Save the green. It's Pat McMahon in the morning on Y94 with Lori. Your workday's commercial-free coming up with a 9 a.m. All-Music Hour on Y94. I think if they could, a lot of parents would do what actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin did. They are charging a massive college admissions scam, as you've probably heard. They paid thousands and thousands of dollars so their kids could get into elite colleges, even though they really didn't earn it. Felicity Huffman even paid off the people giving her daughter the SATs to give her a better score. Now, most parents don't have thousands, if not millions of dollars to make things like this happen. But if you did, you want what's best for your kids, even if they haven't earned it, because everyone's kid is perfect to them, right? Even when they're not. I'm glad Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin got caught, and I'm glad this is being exposed. But let's not pretend for one second we wouldn't think about doing this sort of stuff for our kids, too. And again, while we don't have millions of dollars, we give our kids things they don't earn all the time. My kid's only 4. There's only so many things that I can give him. But I don't know how many times I've given him Dunkin' Donuts when he's just screamed and whined about it, and I shouldn't have given in. That's just a small example. What things do you give your kids that they didn't earn?
Tell me something good.
I think this is great. Route 31 and Clay getting even more new stores. A Texas Roadhouse, Starbucks, K Jewelers, and an Urgent Care all being built next to the Lowe's as we speak. I love it.
Tell me something good.
The newest trending internet challenge has teens picking up garbage. Hashtag Trash Tag challenges bored teens to clean up an area that needs it and take before and after pictures. It's been trending all over the country. Hey, anyone want to hashtag Trash Tag my house?
Me too.
Tell me something good.
Downtown Syracuse keeps growing. They're getting a new 10-story luxury apartment building downtown. It will also have Syracuse's first fully automated parking garage.
Tell me something good.
An elementary school principal in Texas reads her students a bedtime story over Facebook Live every Tuesday night. Dr. Belinda George started doing it to bridge the gap between home and school and to form bonds with her students and their families.
That's a cool idea. I like that. If you have good news to share, reach out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Just look up Y94 Syracuse. You know, generally speaking, I just feel like I'm way too busy to clean. It's just,
you know,
there's too much going on.
Shut up, all right? It drives me nuts when people say, I'm too busy to go to the gym or whatever it might be.
Okay, well.
Fill in the blank.
A new survey found that 1/3 of adult people say that they are just too busy to clean their homes. Only 50% of those surveyed said they set aside time each week to do chores. 30% say they only manage to do a few chores on the weekend. I mean, I feel like this.
But I'm sure you find time to like fool around on Facebook, right?
Hey, that's my time. I need
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but there you go. You have time to watch TV, right? You have time to be on Facebook.
True.
You have time to clean.
What
is that saying? If you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
I know, but are you supposed to just work all day, every day? You never have any downtime?
Oh, give me a break, drama.
People work like 10, 12 hours a day. They're supposed to go home and scrub the kitchen.
No, what you do is you set 15 minutes aside every single day and do a little bit.
That sounds like a routine. I don't like routines.
Oh, my gosh.
421-9494. Are you too busy to clean and do chores? Breaking news, everybody, just so you know. If you think you're too busy to clean your house, Lori says that's not true.
You don't have to clean the whole house, but at least clean something.
A new survey found that most people believe that they're way too busy to do all their chores and clean their house on a regular basis. I'm one of those. You don't understand, Lori. I'm very, very busy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I got somebody on the line right now. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I'm too busy to be doing chores. Or 16 hours a day.
16 hours a day. But no, Lori says, just because you work hard, you should put 15 minutes aside, right, Lori? And scrub the toilet. That's what you're saying.
Kinda. I mean, look, it's his choice to work 16 hours a day.
Oh, my God. You're so mean.
No, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, what, there's not 15 minutes? Not 15 minutes.
Listen, you don't understand.
Look, but this is also coming from somebody who's barely cleaned my house in like a month, so.
When you don't care about the cleanliness
of
your house.
Yeah, it's pretty much laziness.
Lori, see, you don't understand. I have kids.
Oh, no, you have a kid.
And you don't understand the tornado that one child creates of Hot Wheels cars.
I have a husband. I understand it fully.
Actually, it's the exact same thing. 421-9494. Are you too busy to clean? Do you agree with me that sometimes that's true? Or do you agree with Lori that that's not really true? We're just all lazy. So comment on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Look up Y94 Syracuse. Your chance to win tickets to Cayuga Lake Wine Trail's Bacon on the Lake is next on Y94. Y94, it is game time. We are playing the Price is Right game. For a pair of tickets to Cayuga Lake Wine Trail's Bacon on the Lake going on next weekend, info at CayugaWineTrail.com. Caller 789 at 421-9494 are going to play. I'm going to give you a real product that I found off Amazon. You have to guess the actual retail price of that product without going over. The closest to the actual retail price wins a pair of tickets to Cayuga Lake Wine Trail's Bacon on the Lake. Today's product, the Angry Mama Microwave Cleaner. Use naturally germ-killing steam to clean the crud from your microwave. This Angry Mama-shaped steamer is a simple and easy way to clean your nasty microwave in just minutes. The Angry Mama Microwave Cleaner. We have Frank, Diana, and Kim on the line. We begin with Frank. Frank, what is your bid for the Angry Mama Microwave Cleaner?
$14.99.
$14.99. Diana, you're up next. What's your bid?
$18.99.
$18.99. Kim, what is your final bid here for the Angry Mama Microwave Cleaner?
Oh, I'll say $4.99.
$4.99? Actual retail price, $9.99. You are going to Bacon on the Lake, and Kim, congratulations.
Woo, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Y94. Some bacon, some wine next weekend. How can you go wrong?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome to play again tomorrow at 7:20 right here on Y94. What's the grossest thing you've ever found in your food? There's a viral video going around of a woman in China. She ordered duck. She found 40 dead cockroaches in it. Yep. Good morning.
First of all, I was going to say it must be the duck that's gross because that does sound kind of gross, but that's worse.
Right. And it just got me thinking about the grossest thing you've ever found in your food, because who hasn't found something nasty? What's the grossest thing you've ever found in your food, Lori?
Dead fly.
Ugh.
I was eating a salad and I was 3/4 of the way done with it. And I get down toward the bottom and I'm like, that looks like a raisin. No, it's a smashed fly against the side of the container.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta hold it together. Okay. Grossest thing that ever had. It wasn't food. It was a drink.
Uh-oh.
I have a drink in my hand. I set it down. I talk to a friend. I go back. I pick up the drink. I take a sip, and there's a cigarette in my mouth.
Nuh-uh.
The nastiest thing that I have ever experienced when it came to food, drink, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what happened. But I still get sick thinking about it right now. 421-9494, grossest thing you've ever found in your food. People are going off on this on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages, too. Look up Y94 Syracuse and leave your comment. Might be able to read it on the air as well. The grossest thing that you've found in your food, we are asking because, as we were talking about before, there's this viral video of a woman in China. She ordered duck and found 40 dead cockroaches in it.
Gosh.
Nasty. You found a fly. Yeah. I found a cigarette in my drink. That was lovely. People are just talking all about this on Facebook. A lot of fingernails and a lot of hairs.
Let me ask you, the hair thing, are you able to finish your food?
No.
So if you found a hair right at the beginning, would you be able to finish your food at all?
If I have takeout, it might be one of my hairs or a dog hair.
True. Okay.
So then I can convince myself.
You can justify
that.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Some of the crazy ones we've seen on here. Sharon on Facebook, a half-eaten cough drop was found in her food.
Oh, my gosh.
She was going to put ketchup on it, realized it, brought it up to the cook, and they're like, hey, do you want me to make you another? She's like,
How did they not notice that a cough drop fell out of their mouth?
A half-eaten cough drop. Nasty, right? You have a good one over there, don't you?
Oh, Tammy said she found maggots in a box of Rice-A-Roni.
No.
And the thing is, Rice-A-Roni is rice, so it looks like maggots.
That's awful. AC, he found someone's tooth.
Oh, my God.
How do you find a tooth in your food? Nasty. Well, your stories are absolutely unbelievable, so continue them and check them all out, because there's things about Band-Aids and all sorts of terrible stuff. On our Facebook page, look up Y94 Syracuse. It's also up on our Instagram and Twitter, same handle, Y94 Syracuse. Thanks for listening to Pat McMahon in the Morning on Y94. Please subscribe on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Google Play. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at OnAirPat, on Facebook, facebook.com/PMinAM. And we'll play the Price is Right game tomorrow morning at 7:20 for a pair of tickets to Cougar Lake Wine Trail's Bacon on the Lake in right here on Y94.